The IU Department of Theater and Drama and the New York-based theater company Waterwell are presenting a special workshop production of The Wizard of Wall Street, the life and achievements of financier and railroad king Jay Gould. Gould was the archetypical robber baron, a man estimated to be the ninth richest American in history, and a person that John D. Rockefeller called the most skilled businessman I've ever met. The show is a fascinating epic of Americana. It's clever, funny, bawdy, sophisticated, and charmingly full of itself. It's hard to believe that the cast of veterans and very experienced IU students put the performance together in less than 2 weeks. The Wizard is a complicated show with many cast members playing multiple roles, each involving plenty of acting, singing, and choreography. In fact, the show is still in flux. I and the rest of the opening night audience had to wait in the lobby while the cast worked on a new song. And the actors had such confidence and aplomb that I'm sure most of us couldn't tell which one it was. Philip Hernandez served as our guide and conductor for the evening, never missing a beat or an opportunity to shape his part into our expectations. Jordan Gelber was delightful as Jay Gould's partner, the boisterously crude Jubilee Jim Fisk. Whether she was singing a mock Les Mis anthem or doing an even more mocking striptease, Nicole Parker struck just the right notes as the suffragette Victoria Woodhull. Through it all, Sean McNell weathered the triumphs and disasters of Jay Gould's tempestuous life with a quiet that was eloquent. Mark Banick, Matt Birdsong, Telly Crusoe, and Trenton Hullin each played multiple roles and made a fine quartet. I especially enjoyed Banick's playing of the snooty Easterner Charles Adams. Kerry Ipama and Mandy Strife filled out the distaff side, with Ipama as Gould's long-suffering and straight-laced wife, and Strife as Jim Fisk's very funny and spirited floozy. The theatrical approaches of The Wizard is directed by Waterwheel's Tom Ridgely with choreography by IU's George Pinney, vary from tableau vivant through mime to straight drama and even a weird supernatural graveyard scene as the dead arise. Along the way, there's even an opera. Yes, it's in Italian. And yes, it could use subtitles, but it was still fun. Despite all this variety, the production retains a unity of tone and of flavor. In a way, the music by Lauren Krieger Devine is like the staging. There's plenty of variety and conscious imitations, from work songs to barbershop-flavored quartets, ballads, a train piece that at least is a nod to the Music Man, a Gilbert and Sullivan patter song, and that Les Mis-style piece I mentioned earlier. Like the staging, the music, for all its variety, maintains a unity, and I was struck by the fact that instead of a rock band, IU conductor pianist Terry LeBolt had a flute, violin, cello, and French horn along with a flexible rhythm section. Performances of The Wizard of Wall Street, The Life and Achievements of Financier and Railroad King Jay Gould continue tonight and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center's Wells Metz Theater. You can find this review and an interview with director Tom Ridgely and actor Sean McNell on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.